everyone. This is Spanish Pod, and this is your newbie lesson of the day. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, what is the name of our show today?
Oh, it's a sad one.
It is?
No, I'm kidding. I feel sick.
I feel sick.
Yes.
Now, this is kind of a downer. I feel sick.
Yes, I feel sick.
Okay. Yeah. So what's going to happen in our dialogue?
Someone is going to look at someone else and they can see that they're in pretty bad shape.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, because we are very caring people, we are going to ask, what's wrong with you?
All right. You're not just going to pretend that nothing's wrong.
No.
Okay.
No, you're actually going to ask, are you okay? What's wrong with you?
All right. So what are our key words for the day?
We have two key words. The first one is pobrecito.
Pobrecito. And that's like, poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. Like, feel bad for you.
Okay.
Pobrecito.
Pobrecito.
Yes. And the second one is, ¿qué tienes?
¿Qué tienes? It's a question.
Yes, it's a question.
¿Qué tienes? It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Like, what do you have in a way?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks. So listen for those two key words.
Yes. Pobrecito. ¿Qué tienes?
Pobrecito. ¿Qué tienes? All right. Listen for those two key words as you hear this dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Me siento mal.
¿Qué tienes?
Me duele el estómago.
Pobrecito.
Second time.
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Me siento mal.
¿Qué tienes?
Me duele el estómago.
Pobrecito.
Third time.
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Me siento mal.
¿Qué tienes?
Me duele el estómago.
Pobrecito.
All right, folks, that was a dialogue. I hope you managed to hear those two key words. The one was pobrecito and the other one was ¿qué tienes? All right? So let's translate this dialogue, shall we, Liliana?
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Man, what's happening to you?
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Dude, what's up with you?
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa? Me siento mal.
I feel bad.
Me siento mal.
I don't feel so good.
Me siento mal. ¿Qué tienes?
What do you have?
¿Qué tienes?
What's wrong with you?
¿Qué tienes? Me duele el estómago.
My stomach is hurting to me.
Me duele el estómago.
My stomach hurts.
Me duele el estómago. Pobrecito.
Ah, poor guy.
Pobrecito.
Poor little dude.
Pobrecito.
All right, folks. Now, you heard me translating things a couple different ways. Don't panic. Translation's a little tricky sometimes, so I just wanted to give you a couple senses of what these Spanish sentences mean. All right? Right now, we're going to break these sentences down for you. So let's start with, dude, what's up with you? What's happening?
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa? Now, which is our word for dude?
Hombre.
Hombre.
Yes.
Hombre. Now, hombre literally means man, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But you can use it like dude or even hey.
Yeah, hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Man.
What's wrong with you?
You also use man, right? Hey,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, does this sound like Mexico to you, Liliana?
No, this is more Spain.
Okay.
They're
in
like,
Spain,
hombre,
they say hombre, hombre.
Hombre, hombre. Yeah. It's more from Spain. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. How about what's happening to you?
¿Qué te pasa?
¿Qué te pasa? All right. Now, let's we're going to start from the end of this sentence. Now, the word for happening?
Pasar.
Pasar.
Yes.
Okay. And in this sentence?
Pasa.
Pasa.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what happens or what's happening.
Yes.
All right. How about to you?
Te.
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 Okay. And in Spanish, the to you goes before the verb. So it sounds like this.
Te pasa.
All right. Now let's finish the whole sentence. The first word is what?
Que.
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 All right. So if you want to put it all together and say, what's happening to you?
Que te pasa.
Que te pasa.
Yes.
All right, so, dude, what's happening to you?
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
All right, now I would probably say, dude, what's up with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, in a way, ¿qué te pasa? Can also be what's up, you know?
What's up? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's up? Dude, what's up? All right. I'm not feeling so hot.
Me siento mal.
Me siento mal. Now, which word means bad?
Mal.
Mal. Okay, now this literally means bad, right?
Yes.
So, if I say in English, I feel bad, Yeah, that doesn't really work. And here it means like, I don't feel so good, right? I don't feel so good. Now, how about I feel?
Me siento.
Me siento. Now, those are two words, and literally they mean like, I feel myself.
Yes.
So I feel myself bad. But all the sentence really means is, I don't feel so good. Now, tell us one more time, how do you say, I feel?
Me siento.
Me siento. And then, I don't feel so good, or I feel badly.
Me siento mal.
Me siento mal. All right, folks. Now, some of you that are listening from the more advanced levels might recognize me siento from sentirse, all right? But you are in the more advanced levels, and this is a newbie lesson after all, so we're just going to move along, all right? So the next question is, what's wrong with you? How do we ask that?
¿Qué tienes?
¿Qué tienes? Now, that's the verb...
Tener.
Tener. Okay, tener. So literally, this question is, what do you have?
Yes.
What do you have? Now, what's the word for what?
Que.
Que. Okay. So what do you have? And then when you say it, the English version is, what's wrong with you?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, also, this would be, what's your problem?
What's your problem?
Like, for example, if you see someone, he's kind of edgy or weird, or you're like, ¿qué tienes?
¿Qué tienes?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
What
like,
is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What is...
¿Qué okay. tienes?
What's your problem? ¿Qué tienes?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a useful...
Very useful.
That's a useful expression, all right? The answer is, the stomach is hurting to me.
Me duele el estómago.
Me duele el estómago, all right? And that's how you say my stomach hurts. Now, what's the word for stomach?
Estómago.
Estómago. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's kind of sounds like stomach in English. How about the stomach?
El estómago.
El estómago. Now, we use el, meaning the. And
yes.
What is it, masculine?
Masculine.
Okay, el estómago. All right, now we're going backwards from the end of the sentence to the beginning. So, my stomach is hurting.
Duele el estómago.
Duele el estómago. Now, duele, that's the verb...
Doler.
Doler, to hurt.
To hurt.
Okay, so the stomach is hurting. Who is the stomach hurting?
Me.
Me. Okay, it's hurting to me.
Yes.
Right? So, in Spanish, words like to me and to you go before the verb. All right? The whole sentence sounds like this.
Me duele el estómago.
Me duele el estómago, which means my stomach is hurting to me, or my stomach hurts.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the person can't do much about it, right?
But he feels bad
but
about it.
But they feel bad about it. So what is he going to say?
Pobrecito.
Pobrecito.
Yes.
And it's like, poor guy.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I think it's time for us to listen to that dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue. First time.
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Me siento mal.
¿Qué tienes?
Me duele el estómago.
Pobrecito.
Second time.
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Me siento mal.
¿Qué tienes?
Me duele el estómago.
Pobrecito.
Third time.
Hombre, ¿qué te pasa?
Me siento mal.
¿Qué tienes?
Me duele el estómago.
Pobrecito.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed the dialogue and the analysis. Right now, I want to talk about a little bit about pronunciation. And what I want to show you is this first word of our dialogue, which is the word for dude or man.
Hombre.
Hombre.
Yes.
Hombre. Now, folks, if you're looking at the page, maybe you printed out the PDF or you're looking at the dialogue on our website, which is SpanishPod.com, maybe you see this word spelled H-O-M-B-R-E.
Yes, that's correct. But H is silent.
H is silent, so you don't pronounce it.
You don't.
Okay.
And in fact, you have to like accentuate the O, but
okay.
with an O sound, not with O. You know, so it's hombre.
Hombre.
Yes.
And that's the word for man.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of my American friends pronounce this word hombre.
No, it's hombre.
Hombre. Okay,
yes.
So you have to physically make your, you make your lips round like an O, right?
You look like a fish.
I look like a fish.
You know, or also, you know, when there's people making the sound, mm-hmm. like om.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you're meditating.
When you're meditating. So that's basically the same. It's hombre.
Hombre.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. All right, Liliana. That's enough pronunciation for today. Did you want to talk about pobrecito?
Yes. That's a very cultural, you know, we use it a lot.
Okay.
Ito. but it's more used in Latin America. In fact,
this is the ending, right?
Ito. Yeah,
because pobre, that means poor, right?
Yeah. So okay. If you say like pobre is like, yeah, okay, whatever.
All right.
I mean, I feel bad for you, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Pobrecito is like, oh, I really feel bad for you, you know? Like,
okay.
Yeah, it's not like looking down upon, you know.
All right, so pobre would be more of like, no, you're looking down on that person.
Yeah, pobrecito is more like in a good way of saying, oh, it feels really bad for you.
Okay, so when you add that cito, it's a reflection of how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's it's a little bit of affection.
Yes, it's you being affectionate and empathetic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pobrecito.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I used to travel in Mexico, people used to call me, especially women, they used to call me gordito.
Yes.
What is that?
It means chubby.
Chubby.
But you see, that's the difference. The gordito, mm-hmm. it's nice. So chubby, it's okay.
And they like me.
Exactly.
Okay.
But if they call you gordo, gordo. Just gordo.
Without the ito.
Yeah. That's fat.
Fat.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No. Okay. Nobody likes that, right?
Right.
So, but gordito, it's really nice. It's like I think it's affectionate, like saying, oh, gordito. Oh. But we have a lot. We have so many.
All right.
You know, we have another one that is used a lot by my American friends. When I asked them, do you speak Spanish? They're like, poquito.
Poquito.
Yes.
So it's a little bit, but it's a really little bit.
Yes. Poquito comes from poco.
Mm-hmm.
Which is few or a little.
A little.
And then you add ito.
Okay.
So
which
it's
means,
poquito.
Yeah. So it's a little cute bit.
Yes.
Okay. Folks, I hope you use that ito or cito.
Yes.
Just put those on the end of an adjective and it makes you more affectionate.
Definitely.
Okay. Liliana, what's our challenge for the day?
The challenge is to use one of our keywords, which is... ¿Qué tienes?
¿Qué tienes?
Yes.
Is what is your problem?
Yes. Like, okay. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
So next time you see someone that he doesn't seem himself or, you know, you seem he's a little bit weird, just mm-hmm. go and ask him, ¿Qué tienes?
¿Qué tienes?
Yeah.
All right. That's a great challenge, I think, Liliana.
Definitely.
All right, folks. So if you want to ask us any other questions about pobrecito or qué tienes, please leave us a comment on our website, which is SpanishPod.com. All right. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.